She walked with him outside, waiting patiently as he directed Ash off to search the bushes and lit himself a cigarette. "Marie's pregnant," he said finally. No look of joy washed over her face as such revelations usually prompted. The memory of delivering stillborn babies and fighting frantically to save the lives of their mothers was still a raw nerve for her. She knew what the news meant better than most.
"Before you say it was irresponsible, it happened before we knew about the problems. She reckons she's about 5 weeks gone," he said, looking at the floor and feeling utterly to blame for putting her life in danger.
"We'll do everything we can for her," Kate replied, placing a reassuring hand on his shoulder and feeling his pain for the impending loss.
"Everything," Dan said with a mirthless smile. "What more can be done than to just try and keep her alive? An abortion?"
He felt instantly wretched for saying it out loud, but he couldn't help thinking that it was early enough for her to take something and stay alive at the cost of their baby. He stopped and screwed his face up to try and keep the fear and grief locked inside. Kate surprised him then, wrapping him up in a big hug while telling him it was going to be okay. He wanted to believe her. He almost did. How was it so easy for some people to comfort others, but his attempts just made them angry? "We'll look at this again from scratch. Go over all the medical histories and find something," she said as she let him go. He mumbled his thanks as she turned and walked back to the house. He stayed outside, letting the late summer morning warm his body. Ash snapped his head up and stared as two figures approached, jogging down the long driveway. No growl came from him, betraying that he already knew their identities, when Dan couldn't tell from that distance other than to guess. He glanced up at his master, who nodded his head towards the two runners. As Ash bounded away to greet them, the shapes became two slim young women. Leah had taken to running with Emma, the two pushing each other further and faster each time. Emma wanted to run, and a simple compromise to keep her safe was for his lethal protege to accompany her. They raced each other the last 100 yards, Ash excitedly bounding along with them and keeping pace with little effort. Leah pulled up in front of Dan, a clear 10 paces ahead of Emma, and stood smiling when she caught her breath. Leah saw his face and stopped smiling. "What?" she asked, her chest heaving to replace the oxygen used on the sprint finish. Dan just shook his head, unable and unwilling to open the floodgates to his feelings right now. He went to turn away and was stopped by Leah. Less than 18 months ago, she was a scared young girl, but now she was a frightening young woman. She was fit and strong and skilled with guns and knives, as well as fearsome when armed. He trusted her, and she had repaid all his efforts with unwavering loyalty and flattered him with imitation.
"Hey,"
she snapped at his back, demonstrating that she also bore no small resemblance to Marie's strength of character.
"What's going on?" she tried again.
Dan weighed up his responses, knowing that she would not let it lie until she found out what was troubling him.
"Marie's pregnant, and I'm terrified I'll lose her," he said simply, only just managing to keep his voice from cracking.
Leah threw her arms around him and held on tight, unable to voice her feelings. Marie and Dan were her mentors, her role models, effectively her parents. Emma stood awkwardly aside, waiting for their moment of emotion to pass, her analytical brain seeking any solution that could ease the all-too-evident pain in Dan, to whom she owed so much, including her life.
"We can start again from the beginning," she said quietly, unknowingly echoing Kate's words. "Find anything, anything at all that we have in common. There has to be a reason we are immune. There has to be a common denominator."
With that, her eyes glazed slightly as she delved deep into her thoughts. She walked back to the house, her pace gathering as she went. Needle in a haystack.
"Well, that's probably not that accurate," explained Emma unhelpfully. "It's more like looking for a needle in a haystack, but when we don't know what a needle is, what it looks like, or what..."